You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up, Governor Walker says a contested GOP convention could lead to a presidential nominee who's not currently in the race. First, we're talking about something you might not want to admit that you do at work.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Well, crying at work can be a touchy subject. If you do it, you might do it privately and without telling anyone. A couple years ago, the Huffington Post interviewed high-profile women about crying at work, and the majority of them said it was a bad thing to do or gave a negative view on crying in the workplace. In fact, the CEO of the Girl Scouts, Frances Hesselbein, said, quote, "Tears belong within the family." In the past year, 41% of women have cried at work, according to a survey. Only 9% of men said they did. Our next guest makes the case that looking down on crying at work is sexist. She says it should be okay to cry at work. And we want to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Have you ever cried at work? What were the circumstances? And how did your colleagues respond? Do you think people changed their opinions about you because you cried? And was it for better or for worse? Do you think it's sexist to look down on crying in the workplace? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post your story on the Central Time Facebook page. Olga Kazan joins us now. She's a staff writer for The Atlantic. Olga, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So we mentioned a survey showing women crying more than men at work. Why is that?
Well, there's a few reasons. One is, I guess, some of them are kind of just biological. So women produce more of this hormone called prolactin, which seems to promote crying, and also testosterone suppresses it, and men have more testosterone. And then another kind of strange, weird thing is that men have larger tear ducts than women, so more of their tears can kind of well up in their eyes before they actually spill out onto their cheeks.
And so those are both biological reasons, but I'm guessing a big part of it is social. What are some of the social dynamics that are at play?
Sure. Well, we shouldn't underestimate that, you know, men are socialized from a young age not to cry. But it's largely because it is associated with women and femininity. And then also people kind of, usually when people are crying, especially at work, it's not because they're just sad and despondent. It's because they're kind of sort of experiencing this sort of helpless anger. And for whatever reason, women, when they encounter, you know, frustrating situations, they experience this kind of helpless or hopeless anger. And that's according to one researcher that I talked to. But also, you know, when men feel angry, they can kind of explode and pound on things and swear. But women can't really do that, or at least they're penalized for doing that, you know, to the same degree that men are. So their kind of best option is to cry sometimes.
So it sounds like you're saying that the reasons that we cry outside of work, like maybe at home because there's been a loss in the family or a fight with a spouse or something like that, the things that trigger tears at work are a little different, that it's almost more of a stress response, it sounds like.
Well, actually, it's interesting. So a lot of people do cry during sad situations, like the loss of a loved one. But the most common thing that makes people cry at any time at work or at home is sort of a frustrating situation. So the fight with a spouse is not sad per se, right? It's frustrating.
So why did you decide to write about this issue of crying at work and whether it's okay or not, or whether it should be okay?
I don't know. It's just something that I've like thought about. I've cried at work, and so I clearly, you know, have a stake in, I guess. And then, you know, I know my colleagues who have, and I just thought it would be an interesting thing to explore. Plus, there are all these gender differences. So, anytime you have that, you have like an interesting wrinkle of society to explore.
So, you interviewed one of your female colleagues, and here's what she had to say about why she cries at work.
For me, it's always a combination of being tired, being stressed, sort of getting in a mentality where I'm already feeling sorry for myself, and then in some way that becomes reinforced, and then I just get into a very woe is me frame of mind and then start crying.
And so in talking with her, did what she said causes her to cry ring true with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think what was kind of surprising for me was actually that everyone that I talked to, you know, I for the video, I mostly talked to my colleagues, seemed to have a different reason for crying at work. So some people, it wasn't anything about their job per se. Some people, it was, you know, kind of feeling sorry for themselves because of all the stress. You know, for others, it was just like they felt like their, you know, manager or whoever wasn't hearing them well and, you know, or understanding them. So they got frustrated with the situation. You know, so it was just sort of interesting to hear all the different reasons why people cried. So I feel like there's no hard and fast rule there.
Well, Susan from Cedarburg is on the line. So let's go to the phones. Susan, hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well, I had an experience where working, I would get frustrated, perhaps a little bit angry with my interactions with people and feeling like I needed to cry as a release for my emotions, but I would never do it with other people seeing me just because I think that would be judged very poorly. But I would go into the woman's bathroom and release, you know, just cry and let myself kind of release those emotions. And what I found was it really helped me to get over those that feeling quicker than had I tried to keep suppressing it and dealing with it in amongst other people. And so I was then able to go back to, you know, back to my desk and face that situation in a little bit better mindset, I felt.
And Susan, when you said that you didn't want to do it in public in front of your coworkers, did you have more concern about crying in front of male or female coworkers, or did it have the same kind of level of risk to you?
Same level. To me, it didn't matter. It's just something you don't do in the workplace. Earlier in my career, I worked predominantly with men, so maybe that's why I think that. And in fact, I once had a manager tell me that I was too emotional, even though I never cried or did what I considered emotional activities in the workplace. But yes, as someone just said, I think men are viewed upon differently. If a man gets very emotional and angry and raises his voice, it's okay. And a woman's not allowed to do that.
Well, thanks for the call, Susan. And Olga Kazan, what would you say to Susan?
I think that's a great, you know, striking a nice balance. You know, if you feel like you need to get those emotions out, you know, because you're getting frustrated, but you know, aren't someone who's comfortable with your colleagues seeing you cry, maybe it would, you know, be a good solution to go to the bathroom and sort of cry privately. A lot of people are bathroom criers, I think, for that reason. So, yeah, I think that's a good solution for people who feel that way.
We're talking with Olga Kazan about her recent article for The Atlantic about crying at work. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And one thing that Susan said was that crying helped, getting it out helped, and you really echoed that, Olga. Sometimes people will refer to crying at work as letting your emotions get the best of you. Do you think that's true?
Well, I definitely don't think it's true that crying means you're letting your emotions get the best of you. But I'm also not sure what that means. I mean, people are emotional. and, you know, we have emotions wherever we go. We have positive emotions. We have negative emotions. I think crying might be better than some of the other negative emotions you might feel, like the desire to undermine someone or to gossip about someone. You know, so in that sense, I think crying is probably preferable. But, you know, my manager is actually in this video, and he was talking about how, like, well, you know, why wouldn't people cry at work? Because, like, all your emotions happen at work. So, yeah, I guess I don't really think that.
So you did talk to female colleagues, but you also talked to male colleagues. And this is what one of your male colleagues had to say about crying at work.
If I'm crying at work and it's like an uncontrollable situation, like, I don't want it to be happening. I'll always be like trying to like make myself.
So, Olga, what do you hear from men who feel the need to cry but don't really feel like they should be giving up that power?
Well, I talked to two of my, as far as like, I talked to two of my male managers and then two male coworkers, and neither of the male coworkers had cried because of of like work related problems. They had both cried because of kind of either personal issues or just like things that were making them emotional at work. One of them has like a very emotional beat, so I think it like was hard for him sometimes to just like listen to his interviews. And one of them, like, you know, really, he cried at work once and he felt really embarrassed about it. You know, but everyone else seemed really kind of like accepting of it and really, you know, consoled him and everything. And the other one said that he tries not to cry at work, but it still happens sometimes and he just sort of hides behind his computer. I thought, but they did sort of make it sound like they really tried not to do it. And actually the women did too. The women were saying that they would do anything to not be crying. But it seemed like they didn't feel like it was as maybe as bad, you know, like the men really seemed to think that like you should be stoic at work. You shouldn't be crying, you know.
We're talking with Olga Kazan from The Atlantic now about crying from work. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you ever seen one of your colleagues cry at work? And did it change your opinion of them? How did you react? And if you've ever cried at work, what prompted you to feel the need to cry? And how did people take it? Do you think it should be okay to cry in the workplace? Call now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're picking up our conversation now with Olga Kazan from The Atlantic about crying at work. And Olga, we have some callers on the line, so let's go to the phones. Evelyn in Kenosha is up first. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share my, you know, experience with crying at work. I started my career quite early on, and I worked in a professional setting, you know, in my early 20s. And I believe when I first started out, if things at work were, you know, it got to me, or if I found something frustrating, I would be more emotional. And I have had instances at work where I cried, or I got overly emotional at the verge of crying, where I would fight tears till I like try to get to a place where I could be by myself. But I feel like as I got older, I've learned to channel that differently. So rather, yes, you know, things will happen at work where you get frustrated, but rather than crying or rather than being emotional, I try to compartmentalize it and try to deal with it in a different way. And one of the reasons I did that is because I believe crying at work does affect you and how others view you. And I feel like you're viewed weak or overly emotional, and it might stand in your way to leadership positions, especially as a woman, because, I mean, I've only seen women cry. And I have never actually, to date, worked with somebody who's a man who's cried. And I feel like the perception of women crying at work makes them look weak and less of a leadership candidate.
Well, thanks for those comments, Evelyn. And Olga, I'm guessing that you might say that's part of the reason why we need to look at why there's this taboo and whether it is based in sexist attitudes.
Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely right. Women are judged harshly for crying at work. They're in several studies, or in one study that was specifically workplace-based, the sort of, you know, it was sort of like negative to cry in a performance review or basically like any kind of work setting, but to cry about like a personal tragedy was like sometimes acceptable. But, you know, it was sort of like, For the women, they were viewed as emotional and lacking in control, while the men, were kind of humanized by crying. It is definitely quite sexist, and it can hold you back at work. That's why I think people should stop judging work criers.
Let's go back to the phones, and Deborah in Brown Deer is up next. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Well, I'm not a bathroom crier. I just want to establish that. But I think crying is like laughing. It's something you just have to do. It's a bodily function, and I've seen men in the past month or two, like three political leaders crying, or almost like tears welled up in President Obama's eyes when he was referring to his daughters. I watched the Nancy Reagan's funeral, and of course, I guess it's okay for men to cry and women at a funeral, but I don't know. I feel like it's such a normal function. I don't know, understand what the problem is, and I think it's really when you're sincerely crying, it just you can't help it. It just comes out.
Well, thanks for that comment, Deborah. Olga?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. And actually, it's really common. 41% of women, according to this one study, admitted to crying at work. That's those who admitted to doing it. So the real number is probably actually higher. And 9% of men, for some of the reasons that I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. So when you have 40% of the population doing something, I don't think it's like this terrible taboo thing anymore. Like it's, you know, it's just a normal human part of life.
It does get very interesting with men. And let's hear what one of your male colleagues had to say about crying at work.
I feel like you have to be stoic at work. I do cry. It's just like going to a conference room and closing the door.
Why do you feel like you have to be stoic at work?
I don't know. I feel like there's a stigma attached to it. A coworker has seen me tear up while reading like a story, or maybe it was like a kitten video. And that was the thing that he mentioned for the rest of the months that we were coworkers.
So that's really interesting. So he feels like showing that emotion and in front of another man, really, he could never shake that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he sort of did live it down. Like, I think he's being a little bit facetious, maybe. But, you know, one of my male managers at the same time said that the stress of managing people, like, sometimes makes him cry, actually, in front of other people. So, you know, it really runs the gamut. Like, you can't, you know, it's different for everyone. So, you know, he told some really poignant stories about times when, you know, two of his direct reports wanted, you know, two totally different things, and he had to make a decision that would really impact both of their lives. And, you know, definitely the pressure of that can get to you.
Let's go back to the phones and Jan in Burlington. Hi, Jan.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just going to relay a story. I spent 39 years in corporate America, and during, you know, if you're in business for that long, you will go through downsizing, and those can be very gut-wrenching, emotional. You know, especially when people are escorted out of the building, they come into work one day, have no clue of what's going to happen. And we had what was literally a bloodbath like that one day. And I really respected a male coworker of mine who was also a manager. He called me aside and he said, "I never thought I'd cry at work. And I cried today."
Mm-hmm. So it feels like, even if men cry less, it doesn't mean that there aren't those times that they feel moved to. And Olga, how are men perceived when they cry at work?
So for the one study, there wasn't enough men actually who did so for her to find a significant difference. But just something that this researcher noticed was that the people had like universally better responses to the men crying. They said things like, "It made me feel closer to him," or "It humanized him." And then kind of out in the world, so not at work, men are perceived more positively than women when they cry. But specifically when they not full on cry, but sort of like tear up, mm-hmm. or look kind of misty eyed.
Get choked up maybe.
Yeah. So yeah, get choked up. Like that is like very, very, that's like the most positive possible outcome is to be a man who's like choked up.
Well, and as part of your research for this article, you actually talked to an actor to get some tips on how to prevent tears. And what advice did he have?
He sort of suggested sort of taking deep breaths and getting really grounded and putting both of your feet on the floor and sort of, I guess like trying to center yourself, which I think is good advice, except I feel like I would never remember to do that next time I felt like a cry coming on.
So people perceive crying at work differently based on gender, as we've been talking about. So what do you think needs to change, or can these really deeply ingrained prejudices or perceptions be changed to make it okay for anyone to cry at work?
I mean, look, it's, you know, this article is aspirational. I don't think it's, you know, legislation is not going to be passed saying you have to let people cry at work. I just hope that it's like a gradual social change. But I think, you know, you are seeing, another manager of mine that I talked to said, you know, when people cried in front of him, it used to make him really uncomfortable. But now he sort of just, you know, offers them a Kleenex and sort of waits it out, and it's sort of fine for him. I mean, maybe it's not totally fine, but he's a little bit more comfortable with it. So, you do see, like, even within individual people, them kind of changing how they view crying at work. And I think that's a good thing. I think people just shouldn't get so freaked out about it.
I think it's interesting going back to those high-level female business leaders who are saying, you know, there's no room for crying at work. keep it at home, you know, do it off the clock, basically. It almost makes me wonder if, because they have probably had to leave behind some of their more female characteristics to rise to those levels, if maybe they've kind of adopted that male perception of crying and whether it's acceptable or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting you say that, because you do see that among women who get to be in really, you know, high leadership positions, is that a lot of times they do sort of try to blend in with the men and sort of just do whatever the men think should be done. So you do get that among women at high levels. But I think Sheryl Sandberg, actually, who's also obviously a very high-level woman, said that she has cried at work and she thinks it's fine. So even there you have sort of a range of attitudes. So it's all about just letting those more permissive or more accepting attitudes flourish.
And so just in the last couple of minutes that we have left, what would you suggest to people who see someone who might look like they're needing to cry but clearly don't feel comfortable? What would you, have you learned yourself, Olga, how to approach people who maybe feel this need at work and don't really feel comfortable?
I guess I would just say, you know, if I'm trying to have a meeting with them, I would say, you know, are you okay? Offer them a Kleenex, you know, if I have one, and then say, you know, do you want to take a break? Do you want to, you know, not have this conversation right now? But if they say no, it's okay, let's just keep going, which is what I've heard is usually what people say. Then I think you just kind of, you know, treat it like they're smiling or like they're, you know, laughing or whatever else people might mm-hmm. be doing with their face.
And maybe not trying to fix the situation in that moment, but just kind of being there for someone.
Yeah, you know, just sort of accept that that's just what they're going through.
Well, Olga, thanks so much for being with us. It was a really interesting conversation.
Good, I'm glad. Thanks so much for having me.
That was Olga Kazan, staff writer at The Atlantic. She was with us to talk about her recent piece about crying at work. You can get to that article on a link on the Central Time Facebook page. You can also keep the conversation going there with your thoughts about crying in the workplace. Coming up next, it's news from NPR and WPR, and then a look at Governor Walker's comments on a contested GOP convention and how it could lead to a presidential nominee who's not currently running. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.